The Voice of America presents Martin Block and his make-believe ballroom. Voice of America brings you a half hour with Martin Block, America's best-known disc jockey. 30 minutes of America's popular music with casual informal comments on the recordings and the artists. And now here is your host, Martin Block.
Hello again, everybody. Wherever you may be, welcome to the Make-Believe Ballroom, our international broadcast that features your favorite bands and singers, the newest music in America, and every once in a while we answer requests for songs both old and new. Our broadcast this week, however, is made up of new records. You're going to hear some new music for the first time on the air here from the Make-Believe Ballroom. This is Martin Block up in the Crystal Studio. And first, we introduce a new record by Mr. Ray McKinley. Ray started out in his musical career as a drummer. He still plays drums now and then, also sings a pretty good song. And Ray has one of the most popular bands in America. He usually goes in for the more or less fast tempo songs. However, we have one here that, in spite of the fact that it's on the bright side, is a little bit of a ballad. It's called I Got to Have My Baby Back.
I gotta have my baby back. Can't sleep, can't eat, because I've lost my sweet baby sweet. I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people all around, laughing and a-dancing, painting the town. Jukebox is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. Baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just can't get along. I gotta have my baby back. Is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just couldn't get along. I gotta have my baby back.
A very lonesome man, evidently, is Mr. McKinley. He's got to have his baby back. You like that one? Well, that's a brand new one in the country. Now, Miss Jo Stafford, who needs no introduction to our listeners. She's assisted by the Starlighters, Paul Weston, and the orchestra. And Jo sings about open door and open arm.
There's a light in my heart that will burn. Let the light lead you home through the wide open door, straight into my open arms forever. They say one winter day he left his loved one with a vow he'd return when the fields were green with spring. Though springtime came, it didn't. Night from her door, you can clearly hear her sing. Open door, open arms, wait for your safe return. Day and night, there's a light in my heart.
Friends, you have another swell new release on our Voice of America show this week. Now, we've got a lot more new records for you here, and I hope you're going to enjoy all of them. I'm on the air. What goes? Hey. Oh, well, come in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a visitor on our broadcast this time, a very good friend of ours and a good friend of yours. He's given us some wonderful records. Come on in, Frank.
Hi, Martin Block, and hi, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I've covered it all.
Yes, you've covered everything. Ladies and gentlemen, with us on the Voice of America broadcast, unexpectedly, believe me, is my good friend Frankie Lane, who gave us Mule Train just recently, and you know what a hit that's been. Frank, what brings you to Voice of America?
Well, just a chance to try and say hello to some people far away.
Well, you're saying hello to a lot of people all over the world, Frank. You name the country. And that's where they're listening to you. What's that you got under your arm?
New record.
A new record?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what brought you over to Voice of America in addition to saying hello to everybody?
Yep.
Well, I sure would love to hear it. What is it, just another new song?
Well, maybe it isn't so new as some of the newer things that are coming out. I think actually it has the flavor of an older one. It's More in the pure American form. Folk song.
In other words, what we oft times referred to in the days of jazz and bop as hillbilly, but now referred to as traditional American. Is that it?
Well, isn't it?
It is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know about it, Frankie Lane, I think, is one of the foremost exponents of jazz and bop singing in this country, until along came a couple of very fine records that told us and proved definitely that Frankie was not just a jazz singer, but a really great entertainer.
God, now, don't embarrass
me. All right,
now,
don't get red in the face, Frank. That last record of Mule Train made history. So, Frank, if you have a new record that you think is something different, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's... charm, I believe, Martin, is in the fact that, in comparison to most American pop songs, it, musically, it's out of meter.
I see. Well, I don't think that means too much.
Well, really, it doesn't, because, in most American folk music, you'll find that somewhere along the line, the music generally is out of meter, because the interpreters of folk music and the writers of folk music usually wind up writing it the way they feel it like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't worry too much about meter. But the story is the story about a man who doesn't have too much trouble staying home and staying put in one place, except around springtime, when he begins to hear the cry of the wild geese overhead migrating.
Uh-huh.
He gets kind of restless, and the wanderlust begins creeping in his heart, and he's got to go.
And when he's got to go...
He goes.
Right.
And so it's called The Cry of the Wild Goose.
The Cry of the Wild Goose, a traditional American song that Frankie Lane has dug out and adapted to modern listening. And my friends, I think now is as good a time as any to listen to Frankie Lane's new record, I haven't heard it yet myself, The Cry of the Wild Goose.
Knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest? Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. I tried to sleep, but it wa'n't no use, 'cause I am a brother to the old wild goose. Was kind and true to me. She thinks she loves me the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother of the old wild goose. Cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman who lies in sleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find poor critter that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest? Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, she'll find a feather beside my bed.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest?
Frank, may I be one of the first to congratulate you? I don't know how many people in America have heard that record yet, since you just brought the first pressing in here to me at Voice of America. But I am bound to say that it can't help but be a hit. There's a certain thrilling quality to that record that I know is going to raise goose pimples on.
Oh, Martin, what you said.
not only will it raise goose pimples, but it'll raise duck bumps on their goose pimples. So, Frank, again, many thanks for visiting us here at Voice of America. Thanks for the new record. We're happy to have been able to play it first for our listeners all over the world and to have presented you in person. Do you have any friends any place in Italy that you'd like to say goodbye to?
Well, none that I know might be in Italy right now. There are some in England.
Well, say goodbye to them.
Goodbye. Thank you very much, Martin. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Very happy to have been here. See you in person someday, somewhere.
I'm sure that you will be seeing them, Frank, because unless I miss my guess, the rest of the world's going to want to meet you just as all over America they've wanted to meet you in person. And so it's been another first on The Voice of America. And now our program continues, and we're ready to bring you more new music. Well, that was pretty nice of Frankie Lane to drop in and visit with us and bring us his new record, The Cry of the Wild Goose. Yeah, that's quite a song he's got there. Something like Riders in the Sky. You know, Frankie did very well with that one, too. But this is something a little different. It's an old American folk song, and Frankie Lane has given it a new interpretation. Now, let's hear from Miss Rosemarie Clooney. Rosemarie is more or less of a new singer on our records, and she started out with Tony Pastor's orchestra with her sister, as the Clooney sisters. However, with an outstanding voice, Rosemarie suddenly found herself as a star in her own right, under her own name, and recording with herself and Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. Well, here's a new record by Rosemarie that is going to do very well. It's going to help her succeed, and it's going to help the song succeed, too. It's called Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me?
One more time.
One more time.
Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind?
Turning blind.
If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Over you.
They say a love bug will get you at the age of 43. I'm not telling my age, but something's got a hold of me. I'm just craving some loving in the old-fashioned way. Honey, lend an ear and listen to all I have to say. Your little hand in mine. Let me feel your arms about me. Honey, please don't change your mind. For my lovesick heart's a-throbbing as I hold you close to mine. I'm bound to have a lot of loving waiting for me on the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time?
One more time.
Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind?
Turning blind.
If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Over you.
Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Well, you'll realize that that is a pretty cute song. You know this, Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me? Why don't you haul off is sort of an American colloquialism. We speak of, if you're not careful, I'll haul off and let you have it right in the nose. That's the way some people talk in America when they get mad. You know, a couple of guys will get into an argument and one will say, go on, I'll haul off and let you have it. Well, from that old expression comes Rosemarie Clooney's new song, Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me? Now comes a gentleman on our broadcast who I know is your very, very favorite. He has been for a good many years. You could almost call him Mr. USA when it comes to entertainment. I mean Bing Crosby. They refer to him as gravel votes, gravel voice, and tonsils, and the old groaner. They call him everything. But call him anything you like, he's still a great entertainer. Well, maybe his voice isn't the greatest in the world, but he certainly has a personality that comes over on the radio, on records, and in the pictures he makes. He's been number one at our box office for more years than I care to remember. The box office, I mean, for the pictures that he makes in Hollywood. He always brings in a lot of dollars to the box office because people love him. I mean Bing Crosby, of course, and with Vic Schoen's orchestra, he has a new number here that, well, you're going to hear it for the first time now. I guess I should let you form your own opinion of it. But if I do, I'm sure you'll agree that it's going to be a hit. It has a wonderful rhythmic beat, and it makes sense. It's called Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. Hip-hop's a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. Oh, he's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear. Lord, the way he makes it pop, whop! You ought to see him fan in the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hippity-hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. There he goes. Listen at him. He'll fix your feet so you can walk your beat. Yes, can't get no fire insurance around here. Bad risk. When you goes, man, you're twinkle toes. Pop, wop, wop. Just listen to him fan in the air with his hoppity, hippity, hippity, hoppity, hoppity, hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get him early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Man, I tell you one thing. You're wearing a pair of Cordovans. He's going to cut all the neon signs in town. You lay a quarter on him, guarantee you draw blood. He's just the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Well, you know, friends, this broadcast is featuring new records, but every once in a while we have what we call an all-request program. We love to hear from our listeners wherever they may be, any place in the world. We look forward to your mail and to find out which records you like best. If you'll write to Martin Block, Voice of America, USA, make that New York, USA, we'll answer your requests on one of our programs in the near future. And now our last new record features Claude Thornhill's orchestra with an old instrumental, 720 in the books. You have all the new records for this week in America, brought to you over Voice of America from the Make-Believe Ballroom. Now, don't forget, friends, if you have a favorite record, write in and let us know about it. We'll feature it for you. And until next time, this is Martin Block saying so long to you and you, and especially to you.
It's Make-Believe Ballroom time. We are a sweet romance.
The Voice of America has brought you another in its series of broadcasts featuring Martin Block, America's best-known disc jockey, and his make-believe ballroom. A program of America's popular music, as recorded by America's popular vocalists and orchestras. Be sure to join us next week at this same time for another half hour with your musical host, Martin Block, and his make-believe ballroom.